Amazon just quietly added two-factor authentication to their login process, which means they've joined Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, and every other big company who cares even a little bit about your security. Two-factor authentication adds an extra identity confirmation step to make sure it's really you logging into your account. Once you turn on two-factor, you'll be required to enter a code that's sent to your phone via SMS or an app like Google Authenticator. Remember, you need to enable this feature yourself, and I would say that you probably should. There is really no area of our lives, public or personal, that Facebook does not want to get up all into in order to make your Facebook experience more pleasant so that you will look at more ads. Today, the company announced that they are testing tools that will help you manage how you interact with an ex-partner after a breakup. You know, consuming a pint of ice cream as you scroll through photos of them with their new partner. I know how these things work. I watch HBO's Girls. Apparently, so do the product managers at Facebook. So soon, when you change your relationship status on Facebook, you will have options beyond just blocking your ex. According to Facebook, you'll be presented with screens that will allow you to see less from your ex, limit what your ex can see of you, and edit your photos, just like we used to do with the tools we had back in the 90s. Back then, we called them scissors. YouTube is showing its support of fair use with big piles of cash. That's right. According to the company's public policy blog, they will now offer legal support for some videos that have received unfair DMCA takedown notices. The blog post says YouTube will start with a handful of videos that fall under fair use cases of commentary, criticism, news, and parody. The company says they won't pay the legal fees for all video creators or even for all creators who've received takedown notices for content that is clearly fair use. They claim that picking and choosing even a small number of videos to defend will make a positive impact on the entire YouTube ecosystem. Thank you to viewer Rob from Scotland for sending me the Telegraph story about the encrypted messaging app Telegram in response to reports of using users spreading abusive ISIS propaganda through their public channels. Telegram has blocked 78 accounts since the Paris attacks. Pavel Durov, the Russian founder of Telegram, has been criticized before when ISIS claimed they had switched from Twitter to Telegram because Telegram had better encryption policies. Durov was quick to point out that the channels he blocked were public and that all Telegram chats and group chats are private amongst their participants, and Telegram will not process any requests related to them. Sticker sets, channels, and bots on Telegram are publicly available. Durov says if you find a sticker set or a bot on Telegram that you think is illegal, please ping them at abuse@telegram.org. Telegram currently claims to have over 60 million users worldwide.